This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hey, big, today, the numbers were officially released from the U.S. Census Bureau regarding poverty in America, the latest numbers on poverty, and we're honored to be welcomed by on the program here, Michael Cassidy, the executive director of the Commonwealth Institute, online at thecommonwealthinstitute.org. And Michael, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us on short notice. We appreciate it.
Hi, Coy. My pleasure.
Now, this is big news. CBS has been running the news all day that the national poverty rate has gone down in the country. But here in Virginia, you drilled down through the numbers, and it's a different story here in the Commonwealth.
Exactly. Virginia actually saw a significant increase in the poverty rate here in the state, increasing from 9.6% of the population to 9.9%.
And how many people are we talking about?
We're talking about over 740,000 people in the Commonwealth are living in poverty. That is, they are making less than the federal poverty level threshold that is set by the federal government.
We're talking with Michael Cassidy. What is that? What is that threshold? I know it's incredibly low, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. For a family of four, it's around $20,000 a year in income. So it's quite low, and these are the number of people who are below that that very low limit to begin with.
Yeah, doesn't include all the thousands of people who are at 21,000 or 22,000.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And so this is measuring folks who are living at that low level and making ends meet at very, very little income.
Michael Cassidy, the executive director of the Commonwealth Institute. And before we get ahead of ourselves here, Michael, we want to let folks know that your report and your analysis of the latest numbers vis-a-vis a snapshot of what's going on in Virginia with poverty is available at your website. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we have the analysis up on the website.
Okay. Where are these people and who are these people living in poverty in Virginia?
Well, so it's across the state. We have certainly pockets of significant levels of poverty. In the Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Radford area, the poverty rate is close to 21%, which is more than double what the state averages, and over 30% higher than the next highest region, which is the Danville region, which has poverty rates in excess of 16%. As you know, that's a very struggling area with a lot of manufacturing job loss in that area. The Charlottesville area, in fact, has a poverty rate that's above the state average. It is coming in at 13.3%. And so I think what these numbers show is that it's a pervasive problem throughout the state, and then even in an area like Charlottesville, where some might consider it having a large population who are high-income or well-to-do individuals, that the overall rates of poverty are still high.
Amazing. Michael Cassidy, the executive director of the Commonwealth Institute, they're deconstructing the numbers released today from the U.S. Census Bureau about poverty in America, and they're taking a look at what it looks like here in Virginia. Do we learn anything about health care and the uninsured?
Yes. In fact, one of the other key findings is that, again, contrary to what's happening nationally, where we actually saw a downtick in the number of uninsured in America, here in Virginia, we saw an increase, and the number of uninsured has grown, and for the second year in a row, it's topped more than 1 million Virginians don't have health insurance. Part of what is driving that is that the number of people who are getting their health insurance through their jobs continues to decline in Virginia, and we saw a significant downtick in that number in this past year, which is feeding into that growing problem of the number of uninsured in our state.
Michael, is the number broken down in any way by ethnicity or race?
In terms of the number who have health insurance, we haven't drilled down to that level
yet. How about
yet.
Just in living in poverty?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, and so what you see as far as the numbers living in poverty is that the rates for minority communities, the African American community and the Hispanic community, tend to be higher than the overall population. And so even in, let's say, an affluent area like Northern Virginia, for example, where the poverty rate is below 7%, within the African American or Hispanic community, it is in the double digits. And so it also brings attention to what we have to do to sort out the needs of those particular communities who, even in a region with lower rates of poverty, are themselves still struggling with high rates.
Michael Cassidy, the executive director of the Commonwealth Institute, and all this information is available online at thecommonwealthinstitute.org. The Number Crunch is a nonpartisan organization that crunches numbers here and helps legislators and reporters and citizens understand these kind of things as this information is released by the government. What have we learned about families? I was reading recently, Michael, where the average family in America is now making, because of inflation, less money than they were 10 years ago.
Yes, and for example, here in Virginia, we have a very similar situation going on. This latest data kind of closes the books on the last economic expansion, and if we are understanding that we're in a recession these days in 2008, the census data from today, which goes through 2007, gives us an opportunity to assess how did the recent economic expansion handle people in terms of their incomes, and Virginia's families really have very little to show for that. They are no better off today than they were at the peak period of the last business cycle, and there has been no difference in median household income in Virginia, despite several years of economic expansion that ended in 2007.
And despite studies which show that we're all working harder and longer hours.
Exactly. And so what you saw was, despite those efforts, the median household income had no statistical significant difference between what it is in today than what it was back in 2000-2001 time period.
And what all of this, the context that we should give for all this is that the decisions that are made, whether Republican or Democrat, I don't care, the decisions that are made in Richmond here truly dramatically affect these numbers that we're talking about in these families.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got 20% of our state's labor force working who are earning under poverty wages. So these are folks who are out working every day, but they still aren't making enough to lift their families out of poverty. And so a lot of the decisions that take place in Richmond around a state's minimum wage, for example, or the level to which our state embraces the earned income tax credit, which helps put money back in working folks' pockets, are all critically related to these issues of how workers are faring in the economy.
Fascinating stuff. Really is interesting. Michael Cassidy with the latest numbers regarding poverty in Virginia and what it looks like and how it breaks down, the executive director of the Commonwealth Institute. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Coy.
And again, that's online at thecommonwealthinstitute.org. It's the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis. It's a nonprofit think tank that does independent research and crunches the numbers here in Virginia and helps us understand what's going on.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.